When all the ballots are cast, California may or may not be left with a new governor. But one thing is certain. The recall campaign will leave behind thousands of T-shirts, mugs, even a few license plate frames. Thanks to modern technology and the lengthy roster of unusual candidates, the election has generated some unique campaign paraphernalia. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
Much of candidate Georgie Russell's $11,000 campaign fund comes from underwear. Thong underwear, to be exact. Back in June, the 26-year-old computer programmer from Oakland began hawking panties that read, "Georgie for Governor," on the front. The back features the campaign slogan, "Brains, Beauty, Leadership," and Russell's website address.
Some people think that it's ridiculous that I'm selling the underwear, but it's been incredibly successful at really drawing people into my site and realizing that I'm a serious candidate with a complete platform.
Russell sold the underwear at a website called CafePress.com. Based in Northern California, Cafe Press is an online store where anyone can send in any graphic, slogan, or design and have it digitally printed onto anything from a T-shirt to a tote bag to a lunchbox. The website also takes care of the online orders and shipping. Cafe Press now features merchandise supporting a number of candidates, including Tom McClintock, Cruz Bustamante, and Gary Coleman.
One of the other more popular ones that we have is Arnold versus Arnold. It's got, you know, a drawing of Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Gary Coleman, and of course, because he played Arnold in Different Strokes.
That's co-founder Mahesh Jain. Jain says the biggest recall-related sales have come from parody items like Me for Governor shirts, Elvis for Governor bumper stickers, and Conan the Republican barbecue aprons. He says the company plans to print a number of the recall-related items after the election for posterity's sake.
My favorite right now is the Larry Flint merchandise because I just love the slogan, which is a smut peddler who cares.
At the Hustler store in Hollywood, the smut peddler who cares says he hasn't spent all that much time on the campaign trail, but his message is still getting out, thanks to the popularity of Flint for Governor T-shirts. In addition to the ones sold on CafePress.com, a special series of red, white, and blue shirts are selling like hotcakes at Flint's erotic boutique. They feature the pornography publisher's face appearing three times in a row on a slot machine. Flint says if elected, he'd expand gaming in California.
I know there's a lot of people that have a problem with gambling, but there's also even more people that have a problem with having their taxes raised and having social programs cut.
On the other side of Los Angeles is the EK Trading Company, another store selling recall T-shirts. But these tees are a far cry from traditional campaign fare. Take, for instance, the shirt that hangs in the window. It's black and white and shows Arnold Schwarzenegger's face with just two words, total retard. Bill Sangaris designed the shirt.
You know, we tried to make him look like a typical Che Guevara photo, but he's not that cute.
Sangaris has also designed shirts that say, "Recall Arnold." Another one is a satire of the California flag with an elephant replacing the traditional bear and the state's name transformed into Recalifornia. He says T-shirts are a cheap way to get a message out.
It just makes sense. I mean, this is a how can you win the propaganda war and not have money? And this works on like a real grassroots level because people do buy it and they wear it and then they maybe remember the event from it.
Oddly enough, there's one kind of T-shirt you won't find in his store, a Sangaris for Governor shirt. Yes, the 42-year-old Republican is one of the 135 candidates listed on tomorrow's ballot. Why no shirt? The candidate says his Greek last name is just too long to fit on a T. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.